With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Russia declares a short ceasefire in Ukraine for next week.
President Vladimir Putin has announced a unilateral 72-hour ceasefire in Ukraine to mark Victory Day in World War II. The Kremlin said the truce, ordered on humanitarian grounds, will run from the start of May 8 and last through the end of May 10 to mark Moscow's defeat of Nazi Germany in 1945, Russia's biggest secular holiday. Ukraine, which has previously agreed to President Donald Trump's proposal of a full 30-day ceasefire, dismissed Putin's move as window dressing. The move comes as Trump scales up efforts to broker a peace deal in Ukraine. Until now, Putin has refused to accept a complete unconditional ceasefire. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Energy giant Chevron, in partnership with Total Energies, wasting no time taking advantage of President Trump's promotion of the oil and gas industry less than 100 days into the new administration. Bernie Bennett has the details.
Total Energies released a statement saying, quote, Total Energies announced the start of production from the deepwater Ballymore field offshore U.S., in which the company has a 40% interest alongside operator Chevron with a 60% interest. Production will take place in the Gulf of America. Last week, President Trump issued a memo streamlining the energy permitting process with a goal of getting new projects off the ground as quickly as possible. The White House released a statement, quote, this plan will guide agencies as they use technology to digitize permit applications and give sponsors more transparency and predictability on project permitting schedules. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A suspect has been arrested in connection with last week's theft of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's purse as she ate at a Washington, D.C. restaurant. The Secret Service says the suspect is a serial offender. Stocks are mixed, the Dow up 86 points, the NASDAQ losing 34. This is SRN News. A Supreme Court justice has some advice for Christian parents.
During recent arguments in a case where Maryland moms and dads want the right to opt their kids out of classes using textbooks that promote the LGBT lifestyle, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson suggested that the plaintiffs should put their children in private school if they object to certain books. The justice seems to be unaware that a lot of Christians cannot afford to do that and doesn't address the fact that tax dollars of those parents are already funding the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After an investigation into allegations of child pornography at the Modern Art Museum of Fort Worth, a Texas lawmaker has proposed legislation defining the types of art that should be barred from museums. Republican Representative David Lowe says his bill would establish a civil penalty against museums that display certain obscene or harmful material. This is SRN News. One person is dead after a boat ran into a ferry packed with passengers in Clearwater, Florida on Sunday, prompting a mass casualty incident.
The Clearwater Ferry had about 45 people on board when it was hit by a recreational boat. According to the U.S. Coast Guard, the crash left one person dead. The city of Clearwater said six passengers were declared trauma alerts, with police describing two of those as seriously injured. They were airlifted to a hospital. All the injuries came from passengers on the ferry. The boat that hit the ferry was later identified by another law enforcement agency. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Health officials pushing to get artificial colors out of the nation's food supply. The process to change from petroleum-based dyes to colors made from vegetables, fruits, flowers, even insects won't be cheap or easy. Health advocates cite mixed evidence that the colors are linked to behavior problems and obesity in kids. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.